Okay, so on Tuesday, we defined, when the Gemara said that Ksut Laila is exempt from Tzitzis. And we defined Ksut Laila. We noted that there are four positions. There's the position of, let's call it the Rush, because that's what the Torah calls it, that what is Ksut Laila? When are Tzitzit Patur?
Nighttime clothes.
Pajamas. But day clothes are chayev, bein bayom, bein balayla. The Rambam says, according to the Beit Yosef, not according to the Bach, but let's assume for the moment like the Beit Yosef, the Rambam holds that tzitzis, what matters is?
The time of day.
Time of day. We said nafkamina is, one nafkamina is bracha at night, on day clothing, things like that. The other nafkamina is blankets. Right? According to the Rosh, a blanket is not chayev. According to Rabbi Eliyahu, who quoted in the Haggadah Maimoni, according to the Rambam, you have to put tzitzis on your blanket. And according to the Magen Avraham, if you want to get out of this, you have to round the corner of your blanket. Though we noted that the Mordechai says that maybe this is not true, maybe even according to the Rambam, it'd be pater because that which you put on top of you but don't actually wear, maybe that's not called clothing at all. Though if you wrapped it like...
Put tzitzis on a blanket? Or maybe you do.
I got my money, like Bali Atosot, right? Magen Avraham says you should round the corner so that you don't have this chiyuv, because if you think it's about day and night, you're wrapping yourself in it. Then we noted the Ran, who says you need both. And then we said the very wild shita from the Sefer HaPardes Lashi, that if you turn the lights on at night, so then you should put on tzitzis, or at least it's valuable, which it seems to be a completely different conceptualization of this.
What about a bath towel?
That's probably not clothing. Though if you wore it, maybe you would. Maybe, but probably not. I would say... What?
College.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got that.
That was terrible.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible. Okay. But here is the next question we have to ask, which is the following. So the Gemara, if you remember on Daf Mem Gimel, had said that... Right, how did we get into this? The Gemara said there was a machlokes about whether women are chayev in tzitzit. Right. Mm-hmm. And what did the Gemara say it depended on? Reb Shimon Poter, because he said it's a mitzvah da seisha asman grama, it's a time-bound mitzvah, but Reb Yehuda had told his wife to wear tzitzit, because he held it was a mitzvah da seisha Lohasman.
When you say
grama.
Exempt, though, does that mean that they can't do it or are they not obligated to do
good.
It?
So let me make this general point. So in general, the assumption of the Rishonim is that women are allowed to be Mekayim Mitzvah Seisha Asman Grama if they want. There's a machlokas of whether they can make a bracha. There were Rishonim who thought that this was not necessarily the case and thought that it might be a problem about Tosef, and the Tosef Rid has a discussion about this in a different machri and some in
Chet. What's the standard position?
They switch off between a bunch of mitzvahs and Shadman Grama. Like, most women won't wear tzitzis, yet most women will sit in the sukkah.
So tzitzit is because the Rishonim... the Bavli, actually. Bavli and Shalom both had discussions that maybe tzitzit dafka they shouldn't wear. Tefillin and tzitzit, there might be reasons not to wear. Maybe we'll get to that. But first I want to deal with the general question. But in general, they can perform it if they want. Tzitzit and tefillin in the poskim are discussed as different. But if I asked you, okay, what is the easiest way of understanding the machloket as to whether tzitzit is mitzvah seishas man grama or not, what would you say?
What's the machlokes?
Whether
you can wear them at night or whether you can't.
Oh, come on. Thank you. If the tour is day versus night, so it's time bound. If it's about the clothing, then it's not time bound. That's what you would have said. Okay? So now let's try to figure out, okay, that's the simplest way of understanding this machlokas, and that this is the machlokas. The machlokas in the Rishonim is the machlokas already, as we'll see in the Tanoim and the Amoraim. And this is one of those where we have to do this a bit academically, meaning we need to really survey the work of Chazal. So, Rafi, tell me. Give me one source, though it's not actually the earliest source. But from the daf you were doing just now, what is one source that would make it sound like it? What?
So we're on a different daf.
No, I pointed to you. You dollar and bet. I pointed you down a bit. Okay. So, one source which you probably have heard in your life is, why do we say V'hayayim Shamoa before V'yomer? So the Gemara says, because V'hayayim Shamoa is Noeg always, and V'yomer is only Noeg El V'yom. Which sounds very much, like that Gemara is assuming, like, let's call it the Rambam, that it's day and night, and therefore that would be Mitzvah Deshei Sheh, Hazman Grama. But let's look now.
Zecher Zayam Yitzayim is Noheg
Day and night, correct. But they're talking about the Mitzvah Tzitzit, right? That's why the Mishnah, right? Okay, the famous, rarely can you say famous. Famous, right? You know, this is something I learned when I was in YU, that someone was giving a share, and he said, please never say the famous source, because famous just makes people feel bad. It means, famous means, I know it, right?
No one else
right? does. I know it, maybe you do, maybe you don't, and if someone doesn't know it, right, then they'll feel bad. So he's like, famous usually means either I know it, or I just heard it in a share, or something like that. But this happens to be actually famous, because any Jew who has ever gone to a Seder knows this Mishnah, which is, no, come on, at the Seder.
Oh, at the Seder, the Pesach Seder.
At the Seder, we read this Mishnah, which is, my entire life, I couldn't say Zecher Yetzayim Mitzrayim at night. Ad Shedarsha Ben Zoma, right? 70 years old, I'm 18, I look like I'm 70, right? Vortlach Galore, this actually is famous for anyone who's ever been to a Seder, which is all of us. So here I actually feel comfortable saying Seder. But that's the Mishnah we're talking about. Where the Gemara says, yes, since this is not Noeg Balayla, Kanireh, but Mitzvah Mitzrayim, there's a mitzvah, once Ben Zoma came and made his drasha, and therefore,
so then why can we make that drasha about the Hayyam Shomra and
the because the Iker is Tzitzis, right? That's the assumption of Chazal there. Okay, but let's do a little bit of a survey of Chazal. So here, let's look at the Sifrei. Sifrei, what is the Sifrei?
It's a book.
Thank you. What type of book? When is it written? Which tkufa in Jewish history?
Rishonim.
Ta'onim.
Keep going earlier.
Oh, Tanoim.
Thank you. Tanoim.
Really?
Tanoim. Really? Sifrei is Midrash Halacha. It's the same period of the Mishnah. Right? So Midrash is divided into Midrash Halacha, Midrash Agadah. Halachic Midrash, which is exactly what it sounds like. The drasha that you find in the Gemara, expounding Halacha from Sogim. So there are Tanaitic collections of this, called Sifrei, Sifra, and Mechilta. So Sifrei is on Bamidbar and Dvarim. So the Sifrei on Bamidbar says as follows: Vayomer Adonai el Moshe lemor daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amar talehem v'atzu lehem tzitzit af hanashim b'mashma, including women. Rabbi Shimon poter et hanashim min hatzitzit mibnei shem mitzvat aseh shezman grama. Nashim pturot shezeh aklal v'amar Rabbi Shimon kol mitzvat aseh shezman grama noegit b'nashim v'noegit b'nashim b'kshirim l'psulim. And but Rav Shimon argues and said this is time-bound and women are exempt. Now, there are two ways of explaining the machloket here, at least. One is, like it is in the Bavli, that the machloket is about whether or not mitzvah is Shezman Grama. This is a mitzvah is Shezman Grama. The other way you could read the Sifrei is, what's their machloket? Whether women are exempt from mitzvah is Shezman Grama. Meaning, that is an assumption by the time you get to the Gemara. Well, even the Mishnah, but this is a Tanaitic work. You can have a machloket. It could be that in the Tanaitic period, this was not accepted by everybody.
But right now, they're arguing not whether they're exempted, but what from all this.
Well, that's how you could read this, right? You could either read this, their argument is about whether this is time bound, or about they agree it's time bound. The question is. Are women pturot, right? Meaning, the Mishnah assumes that, but the Sifrei, there's no reason necessarily to assume that every Tana believed this. No particular reason. Later on, that same Sifrei, it says, "Al kanfei bigdehem, shomei ani af baalei shalosh ubaalei chamesh ubaalei sheish ubaalei shev ubaalei shmone b'mashma." I might think that even clothes with 3, 5, 7, or 8 corners would be chayev. Talmud lomar al arba kanfo ksutcha. Now, this, by the way, is a machlokes in our Gemara, because in our Gemara, more than 4 corners will be chayev. Yatzu baalei shalosh ubaalei chamisha b'chamesh ubaalei sheish ubaalei shev ubaalei shmone. So he says, maybe I should include blankets and pillows. Talmud Lomar, Asher Techaseba, Prat Lekarim Uksatot, clothes that you cover yourself in, so not blankets and not pillows. So maybe you would think you're chayv in ksut. What?
You cover yourself with a blanket. That's what you do with
the good. Well, that was the machlokas we already saw. All right, in the sifrei does seem to be a categorical exemption.
In those words, if that's not wrapping yourself in it, that's...
Correct. So that is that position that we saw from the Mordechai, right, which he does find its support here in the sifrei. So I might think that you're chayv in ksut laila. Now you get this very bizarre thing. That it says ksut laila, which sounds like it's about clothing. And then what's its proof? Uritemoto bayom velo balaila. So which is it? So the Gemara says. Now, so which one do you think? Do you think the Sifrei holds beged or holds day night?
Day night.
Wrong, because the next line.
Yeah.
It's a good deal, he said that, but I was tricking you there, because the next line is Vimhaita miyuchedet liyom lalayla techayav bitzitzit. And if it's versatile clothes that you wear at day and night, then it's chayav. So it's 100% clear that Sifrei thinks that it's about clothing. Mashma motzi, right? Because it says versatile. Motzi ksut laila, motzi ksut tzuma, tam lovay lachem letzitzit mekom makom. So now, what do we do? So the second section of the Sifrei clearly takes the position that this is about beged, right? Not about day night, because it explicitly says that versatile clothing are chayav, which has nothing to do with day night. It has to do with the definition. Are these pajamas or are these not? So like I said, an example would be like a sweatshirt, right? I'll wear a sweatshirt during the day, but you know, if it's cold, I'll put on my sweatshirt at night, right? It's a day night clothing.
Or if you have a t-shirt that you wear to sleep in.
A t-shirt, whatever. There are plenty of clothes that we do that. So the second day in the Sifrei clearly holds is about clothing. The first day on the Sifrei, so we have this machlokes about mitzvah zeishman grama. So again, either they're machloket, either the first half just believes it's about day-night and not about ksut, and therefore there's a machloket in the Sifrei. Is it about clothes, or is it about day-night? And dependent on that is the machloket of mitzvah zeishman grama, or, and this is what we're going to have to see, we're going to have to reframe this and say, maybe you can hold that tzitzit or mitzvah zeishman grama, even if what?
Even
the chiyuv is ksut.
Yeah.
Now we'll get to that. Who does hold that, by the way? Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says it explicitly, but before we get that, we have to survey Chazal. So in Chazal, we already have at least one position that's clearly about ksut, and then a machloket about whether it's mitzvah zeishman grama. Now let's look at Mechilta. Mechilta, also, Midrash Halachat, Tanirik. Adba Hashemesh Tishivenu Lo. So the Gemara, the Midrash rather tells you that there's a chiyuv that if you take a security deposit from a poor person, you have to return it to him when he needs it, right, day night. So he says, Zek sut yom shata machzir lo kol ayom. This is day clothing. You give it to him during the day. Ein li ela sut yom shata machzir lo kol hayom. Sut laila shata machzir lo kol laila minayin. How do you know that you give him his day clothes during the day and his pajamas at night? Talmud lomar hashev tashiv lo ed havo kivah shemesh. Vikan amrum mashkinin ksut yom balayla ksut layla b'yom machzirin ksut yom b'yom ksut layla b'layla. Now from this midrash, it's clear that the phrase ksut yom and ksut layla, does it mean day night or does it mean pajamas versus?
Pajamas versus.
It means pajamas versus clothes. That's clearly what it means. So this would give further support to what is pretty much explicit already in the second day in the Sifrei, that the chiyuv devolves on the beged. So now let's look at the Tosefta. What's the Tosefta? This is also a good survey. You'll get all the information. What's the Tosefta?
Stuff left out of the Mishnah.
Good. It's Tana'itic material not included in the Mishnah. Ezu mitzvah aseh shezman grama. What is the example of a mitzvah aseh which is time-bound? Sukalu lavu tefillin. What are the paradigms of mitzvot that are not time-bound? Aveda, right? Returning a lost object, or Shavas Aveda. Shiluach HaKein, Ma'ak, right? Sending away the mother bird. Ma'akeh, which is building a parapet, right? A fence around your roof, so people don't fall out. Vitzitzit. Vitzitzit. Paradigm, not time-bound. Paradigmatic. So now, if you thought that you could say that it's time, but this, it's here, it's clear. The machlokes. Yes. And the machloket in the Tosefta is clearly not, is about. So in the Tosefta, the machloket clearly is not, are women chayavot in mitzvah seishan grama? That is assumed, right? What was unclear in the Sifrei is absolutely clear in the Tosefta, which is the machloket Reb Shimon and the Tanakhama as to whether or not women are chayav and tzitzit is, do you define it at a mitzvah seishan grama or not? Now let's look at the version in the Yerushalmi.
Why does this have to reference back to that? They could be having a separate argument.
Because these are the same people.
Oh, it is, sorry.
They're the same people in the same tkufa. This is two Tanaitic records of the same machloket, Reb Shimon and the Tanagama. And here it's clear, the machloket is it time-bound. Now let's look at the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Taman, Taninan, Kol mitzvah asei shazman grama, anashim chayavim, anasham pturot. All time-bound mitzvot, men are obligated, women are not. The Kol mitzvah asei shazman grama, all non-time-bound positive mitzvot, echad anashim, echad nashim chayavim. Ezu mitzvah asei shazman grama. Again, what are the examples? Time-bound. Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tefillin. Ve'ezu mitzvah asei shazman zman grama. Kagon, avedash, lo chakein, makev, etzitzit. So this Tosefta, as we have it, is recorded in our version of the Yerushalmi identically. With a few additions, but for our purpose, it's identical. And Reb Shimon poter nashim mitzvot shehi mitzvot asei shazman grama. Sharei ksut laila patur minatzitzit. But now it gets really confusing, because Reb Shimon, who says that tzitzit are time-bound, and we said, okay, that means he probably thinks like the Rambam. And we said that the shita who holds that it's about the beged might have been the same shita who held that it's that it's about ksut. But look at the next line. Amar Rebbe, light time of the Rabbanan. Let's curse the position of the Rabbanan. Shekain, there's a laya time, not that's not laya, laya. Just laya. Ella, that's Ella. Time of the Rabbanan, shekain im haitim yuchedet lo yom laila, she chayavet betzitzit. If it's versatile clothing, so it's chayav and tzitzit. So the Yerushalmi says, almost explicitly, what's the machloket? That the Rabbanan who hold that it's not time-bound, think.
Okay.
It's chiyuv on the beged, it's ksut yom, and Reb Shimon holds that it's yom v'layla. So just from surveying the Tanaitic material and the Yerushalmi, you could have said that the fundamental machloket about whether or not tzitzit is mitzvah zeh shazman grama, or the paradigmatic not mitzvah zeh shazman grama, is itself the machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, let's say, as we know in our Gemara, or Reb Shimon, even though that's an Amora, but Reb Shimon and the Tana, whatever, the Tanakama. If you think that the mitzvah of tzitzit devolves on day clothes, do you think it's not time-bound, and therefore women are obligated? And if you think it's day and night, so then you think it is mitzvah seishan grama, and you will exempt them, right? And if you look at one last source, I should have put the Gemara in Brachot, but I said it outside. The Gemara in Brachot seems to think, is it about day or night?
The Gemara seems to think it's
the Mishnah. Yeah. It's really a Mishnah. Seems to think it's but day and night. So here's just a machlokas. And then you have the Gemara in Kiddushin, which says, Tanabon Ezo mitzvah seishan grama. And then you see that in the Bavli, it flips, because the Bavli says, what are time-bound mitzvot? Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzit, utvilin. And therefore, you could have said that this machlokas isn't new. This machlokas is from Chazal. There's a Tanaitic tradition from the Sifrei, the Mechilta, whatever, that it is mitzvah asei she lo azman grama because of the chiyuv on the ksut. And then you have a tradition reflected in the Gemara in Brachot that tzitzit is not chayiv at night, reflected in the Gemara in Kiddushin that it is time-bound. And that would have been the easiest way of explaining the machloket. That anybody who thinks, and then you could have just said that the machloket is Rosh on the Rambam, is really a machloket in Chazal, right, already in the Sifrei and the Sifra and the Mechilta, the Sifrei, the Mechilta, and the Mishnah, and the Gemara, and the Bavli, and the Yerushalmi, consistently you have two positions mentioned in the Chazal. Tzitzit as the paradigmatic time-bound mitzvah, or tzitzit as the paradigmatic not time-bound mitzvah. In the Yerushalmi, clearly it is ksut question, because it goes out of its way to say something which is both pajamas and regular clothes is chayav, which makes it clear that it's about ksut, and that's not time-bound. And if you think it's time bound, then it's about day and night. Now, I should note that there is a complicating factor here, and that is, and this is something you always have to know, that what when you have a tremendous amount of tension in text from Chazal, and Rishonim are not comfortable with this, what are they going to do, or what are they going to tell you? What should you look for? Right, because according to this, the Machlokes Rishonim is most easily understood as a Machlokes in Chazal. That doesn't make Rishonim happy.
No.
So what do?
They're going to look for like a caveat, basically.
So either they're going to look for a lumdish caveat, but before they even get there, what are they going to do? This is very not lumdish. What are they going to do? They're going to say, aha, there are different gersot. This is what you thought the gersot was. But let me erase that gersot that is causing the conceptual problem, and let me change it for you.
But they can do that in both directions.
Correct.
So it doesn't change anything.
Meyachus. So the Ramban writes in 6, Ezi mitzvahization of man grama vitzitzit, ikonosait lochlev do vitzitzit. He says, some versions say that the paradigmatic time-bound mitzvah is tzitzit, and some versions say, not that. Haha, look at that. Easy. Because the Rabbanan say it is not time-bound. And he says, well, maybe their reason, but now he introduces a different possibility. And this is what the Gemara suggests in Menachot that we haven't seen this survey. What does the Gemara suggest? Right, the Gemara in Menachot has a totally different understanding, and that is, what is the machloket between the position who says that it's time-bound or not time-bound? We've seen two possible explanations. One is, are women chayiv and mitzvah and grama? Yes or no? We rejected that because it's clear that it's not what it is. Second possibility, which seems to emerge from this sifrei, is that what's the machloket about whether it's time-bound or not? Is tzitzit on the beged or is tzitzit day and night? But remember the Gemara Menachot? See, you've got totally lost in my surveying of the Tanaitic material. Do you remember what the Gemara and Menachot said the machloket is about?
Whether it's about women, not women, but whether women
whether
are
whether it's day, night, or...
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
But the Gemara and Menachot seems to have said that... Actually, it's not explicit there. What's implied? Remember, the Gemara had said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you put it on every morning and make a new bracha. And therefore, as the Gemara had said, wait a second, isn't that a contradiction? Because he thinks that women are chayav, and he thinks that you make a new bracha every morning. So the Gemara had said, isn't that a contradiction? Why is it a contradiction?
Because if they're chayav, it means it's mitzvah say shiloh as
mitzvah. Oh, good. Except, how does the Ramban understand that? He says, not whether it's on ksud or beged, but maybe Rabbi Yehuda held you have to wear tzitzit at night. The machlokas, right? The third way of understanding the machlokas is, even within the Rambam positions, about day and night, the machlokas is, do you have to wear it at night? If you think you have to wear it day and night, it's not time-bound. If you think you have to wear it only during the day, it's time-bound. It's not about whether it's yom or ksut or yom versus Lila. It's about whether Lila is mam p'tur. That's what Ramban understands the Gemara in Menachot.
If you say that it's not Zman Tour, how do you explain Uri Temoto?
Pala Summa, maybe, right? Maybe he would accept that drasha, I don't know. Right? And that's what he says. The Ramban says, And then he goes on, and this I don't want to get into much, is all the Rishonim ask, well, since this is compared to Kilayim, why don't you obligate women in tzitzit based on the comparison to Kilayim? Background to that. The Gemara says, that how do we know that women are chayiv in Kiddush? Because Kiddush is Zachor, and women are chayiv in Shamor, and all the lavim of Shabbat, and we make a comparison. Anyone who can't do malacha is chayiv in Shamor, is chayiv in Zachor, and therefore the chayiv in tzitzit, and Kiddush. So all the Rishonim ask, why don't you say the same thing by tzitzit? Since tzitzit is compared to Kilayim, why don't you say, since they can't wear kilayim, they have to wear tzitzit?
Because compared to kilayim, it's not the same thing. Like, Shamar and Zachor is Shabbos.
Correct. And he said, right, so they say, yeah, that's not the same thing, right? Not the same type of conceptual link. They have all types of solutions. Fine. The Rashba, in number 7, is very explicit about this whole problem. And he says, Sha'alta, you asked me. Garsin parakama de kiddushin begamara de b'nei marava. You asked me. The Yerushalmi says, Amar Rav Shimon lachachamim, iyatem modim shi mitzvah das eishes man grama. Shreik sut laila patrim in etzitzit. And Amar Rav Ila, Taima de Rabbanan, Shem Haitelom Yuchedet Leyom Laila, Shechevet Zit Vikashel Yasugya, the Paragat Chelet, the Bai Rabbanan, Hai Ritema my Avdilei, Hai Yachel at Arich, Ritema de Prak, Lexutim Yuchedet Leila, Moder Ramashim Ptura, he said, the Gemara in the Yerushalmi implies that it's about Ksut, the Gemara in the Bavli implies that it's about day and night. So he says, okay, so what? He said, what, you've never found different sugyas that say different things? Okay, so it's, there are different sugyas. What do you want from my life? He said, that's true in the Bavli. Kama Chomer, Bavli Yerushalmi. Okay, so the Yerushalmi thinks about Ksut, and the Bavli thinks about day and night. What do you want from my life? Right? Like, I understand. So the Bavli thinks it's a paradigmatic, not time-bound mitzvah, because it thinks about Ksut. So the Rambam thinks that the Bavli argues and the Yerushalmi, what the heck do you want from my life? Sure. Right? So it's a machloket sugyot. And this is not just sugyot within the Bavli. He says, the Shilu did that, Rav Ila, Shushalman Echor Rabban Luxut Laila, El Koshim Yuchad Laila, Dang Sut Laila, Mechoma Gomba Demet Sitzit, Komosha Adam Modim, etc. We skip down. We look to the Dara Bavli. Chalukin of Chaver and Ber Shimon Bixut. Laila ben Lachut Pater Lem and Atzit Ben Yuchad Leomim and Laila. He says, so the Yerushalmi thinks that and the Bavli thinks another thing. Okay, so what do you want from my life? Very good, right? Very good. And so maybe something which is worn both day and night, maybe the Bavli would argue, maybe that'd be Pater. I don't know. Like, what do you want to prove in the Yerushalmi? I don't understand. Okay? And therefore he says, right, Ksut is only Yuchad Lelayla. And right, the Rabbanan hold that even night clothing is Chayev, right? Pajamas are Chayev. Okay, so the Machlok is so good. Like, it's Machlok is Bavli Yerushalmi. You know, it happens. It happens. Right? Learn all of Yerushalmi, you'll see this happens. Right? Plug. Learn all of Yerushalmi. Right?
So now the question is, who do we follow?
Oh, okay. But what becomes clear is that the simplest understanding, if you'd ask me, is that what is the machlokes in the Tanoim, in the Amoraim, is tzitzis, are women chayev, you'd say, the machloket is, if you think it's about day and night, so then it's time bound. And if you think it's about the beged, then it's not time bound. And therefore, these two machlokot, the Rash Rambam machloket, lines up with the two Deyon and Chazal. The Ramban argues, and the Ramban says, no, the machloket of whether it's time bound or not is everyone agrees it's about day and night. The question is, are you chayiv at night? That's how the Ramban understands it. But the simplest understanding would have been this. However, what complicates this is Rabbeinu Tam. Because if you look at Rabbeinu Tam says no. Not only, presumably, does he disagree, right? Is he not bothered by this whole Bavli Yerushalmi thing? He says, I think you can hold Ksut and still hold that it's a mitzvah to say Shabbat Man Grama, and therefore I can have my cake and eat it too. I can say that we hold Ksut, which sounds to be like the position of the Yerushalmi, but hold like the Bavli that it's a mitzvah to say Shabbat Man Grama, and not assume that those are contradictory positions. How does he do this? So you remember Rabbeinu Tam on Mem? He says, Omar Rabbeinu Tam, I'll just read it to you. Af al gav diksut yom chayiv afilu balayla, uksit layla patra afilu biyom. Even though pajamas are patra during the day, and regular clothes are chayiv at night, which should tell you this is not time bound, mikol makom mikri shapir zman grama, it's still called zman grama. Why? So until now, if I asked you, define the term mitzvah to say zman grama, what would you have said? Until the...
Not mitzvah.
Yes. Is it time bound? Like exactly what the words sound like. Do you do it at all times or not?
There are some times of day where you're chayav and some days...
Correct. So now Rabbeinu Tam comes up with a very lumdish position. He says, Shayom goreim l'chayev hamalbush. Said, in what sense can you paskin... half like the Bavli and half like the Yerushalmi. In what sense can you say it's about Ksut and still say it's time-bound? So I'll read that phrase. Let me read the words again. Hayom goreim l'chayev hamalbush. What does that mean?
During the day, if you're wearing a squared garment, then you're chayev.
No. He's saying within the position that it's about the ksur, that it's about day clothing.
That's what I'm saying.
So how is it time bound?
Because
if they, as long as they're wearing gay clothing,
the day makes the beggar chayav.
Correct. Meaning, in what sense? He says, what is zman groma? I mean, zman groma doesn't mean you're chayav at a certain time. What does it mean? That time is definitional to the creation of chiyuv. And if you say that what is the standard? Yes, it's true that day clothing are chayav always. But what is the... What is the... Right, Rabbeinu Tam, it's a huge chiddush. What does he say?
Why is it day clothing?
Since it's... Exactly. Since the definition of the chiyuv is tied up with a notion of dayness versus nightness, even though it doesn't matter whether it's day or night, the fact that time is part of the definition is sufficient to make it mitzvah zeisman grama. And therefore, you can hold that the chiyuv is about day clothing versus pajamas, and still hold that this is time-bound, even though it's not time-bound, but it's time-definitional. Time-dependent in a conceptual sense, if not in a practical.
Time-initiated.
Or whatever. Time...
Influence.
Dayness is a factor in defining the Heftza Shel Mitzvah, which is itself impervious to time.
Alright.
Right? Gotcha. That's wild. Now, there is a... You could come up with the compromise and say, this is why. Maybe it's this whole confusion that led to which position? The Ron's complete panic. Right? The Ramban just said, I have a solution. What's the solution? You're only chayav in tzitzis if it's day clothing during the day. I mean, both are true. Pajamas are patur during the day. Day clothes are patur at night. The only thing that's chayav are day clothes during the day. That's a very elegant solution, because then you can say, ah, the Yerushalmi is right that you're chayav in day clothes or versatile clothes. But that's only true during the day. Right? Meaning you need both. And then you can come up with squaring everything together. But Rabbeinu Tam has by far the more lumdish position here. And if you look at 9, and this is Yudalad Amud Beis, to prove it to you that it's Yudalad Amud Beis.
Yes.
Right? This is Tosfos on the daf you were just looking at. Vayomer eino noheget ela bayom. When the Gemara records this tradition, the reason you say Vahayim Shamoa before the third parak of Shema is because what? Because Vayomer only applies during the day. Mikan mashma kirabi shimon damar beperak chela tzitzit mitzvah zeishim on grama. This sounds like the position of Rabbi Shimon, that it's time-bound. So now, Tosfot says something, maybe this is even more lumdish. And Tosfot said, wait a second, I have one more factor. If you weren't confused enough, I have another factor for you, and that is, remember, there's another meta machlokas about tzitzis. Is it chovat gavra or chovat cheftza? Chovat a talit? Chovat a mana? Rabbeinu Tam says, wait a second. Conceptually, maybe you would think that whether it's mitzvah on grama depends on whether it's day night versus beged. But whether the chiyuv is about day versus night versus pajamas and regular clothes, maybe that machlokas itself is dependent on another machlokas, which is tzitzit a chiyuv on the person or on the beged? If it's about the person, so which category makes more sense? Night, day. But if the chiyuv is a chiyuv cheftza, chiyuv mana, chiyuv talit, so then what? Which conceptualization makes more sense?
The beged,
because the chiyuv devolves on the beged, and therefore the standard shouldn't be day-night, it should be beged, because according to the chovah of beged, the beged is chayiv even if munachat bakifsa, even if it's in your closet. You're chayiv to have tzitzis if it is a day beged. So he says, wait a second, maybe the metamachlokas of day-night versus clothing is itself...
We don't hold that it's on the clothing, we hold it's on the person.
Oh, it's a machlokas rishonim, how we paskin. Yes.
Really?
It's a machlokas in the Gemara, and then it's a machlokas rishonim, how we paskin.
Really? Okay, interesting.
Yes, it is a machlokas.
I thought it was...
You would think that. But no, it's actually a machlokas throughout. The machlokas Gemara, the majority position, you're right, lahalacha, is that it's chobat gavra.
You only have one pair of strings.
Correct. But it is a machlokas, and therefore, for Tosa, it's not closed. So he says, but wait a second. If you think it's chovat talit, then ma pitom you're going to tell me that it's mitzvah zeishah zman grama. If it's chovat talit, what's the only conceptual model that makes sense? It's about the type of clothing, and then is it time bound? No. And then Tosus comes up with the same chiddush he does in Menachot, which is not true. Even if you think of it's chovat talit, and even if you think that it's a chov on the clothing, and it's only day clothing, it's still called time bound. Why? Right? Night clothing, pater, right? That's still part of the definition. That's still what it is, etc. In Tosfos, in the third place, in Kiddushin, in number 11, says, V'tzitzit d'chashin in ha'cha mitzvah seizim ha'grama, omeri d'hainu kirb shimon, d'perakat chelet, d'sover la'i la'la'z man. Tzitzit he. And then, right, quotes the whole thing, and then halfway through he says, but wait a second, how do you say that tzitzit or chovat are time-bound, aren't they chovat talit? And what's his answer? Since its chiyuv comes from day nightness, and that's what defines the type of beged, and the Meiri as well, and if you go back to 8, says, now, so in the end of the day, does the Tosfot accept that this hangs on Chovat Gavra, Chovat Mana? No, because he has a way out of it. But the Meiri says it is. Zeh shekatavnu b'ksut laila sheperish ksut yom shemitkasa b'laila v'zeh shebata menatzitit kach katvu agdolu ha-poskim ha-mechabrem u'b'nei she'em poskim b'tzit Chovat Gavru v'nimtza she'esh gam kilayim arayin kilayim v'chometzva mikol ma'akom gola etzarfatim kadus ksut laila ksutam yuchal la'laila ksut yom chayv b'tzitit. Af in my mevilo balayla mneishu poskin chovat manahu ve'ein lahavio af balayla. He said this machlokas of whether you think it's about ksud or not is dependent on chovat talit chovat mana v'chule. Okay, so let's just summarize what we've seen. So in the Tanoim we have a machlokas. Is tzitzit the paradigm of time bound or not time bound? Right, one possible understanding is the Ramban's, which is everyone agrees it's about time. The machloka is are you chayev during the day, or are you chayev even at night? That's the Ramban. Rov Rishonim think, or the easiest explanation though is what's the machloka? Is it on the beged? Is it chovat? Is it about clothing or about day versus night? If it's about day versus night, it's time bound. If it's about the clothing, which is explicitly in the Sifrei and the Yerushalmi, so then it's not time bound. And therefore, you should hold that if it's on the beged, then women are chayavot. Right? That's what you should hold. Right? That's what should emerge. That the simplest reading of the Sifrei, of the Tosefta, the simplest understanding, even more so, is that that machlokas itself may hang on yet another machlokas, which is chovat gavra versus mana. If it's a chovat gavra, so then what matters is time of day. And if it's chovat mana, then something inherent in the beged is what matters. And hence, ksut. And this is how most of the Rishonim really understood this. And therefore, every contradictory piece of evidence, what did they say? Like the Rajba. There's contradictory evidence. What did he do with it? Don't tell me, it's not contradictory, it's a machlokes, right? But then, and according to them, what is the definition of the phrase, mitzvah d'chashin z'man grama? Exactly what it sounds like. Time-bound. Mitzvot chayv based on time are time-bound, mitzvot not based on time are not time-bound. But Tosfos is the one that throws this all in the garbage and says, no! You can accept the position of chovat talit, and you can accept the position that it's about clothing, and all of that you can accept and still believe that this is mitzvah zeizman grama, and that women are therefore pturot, because I think that conceptually mitzvah zeizman grama is not about day versus night; it's about whether definitional to the beged is what.
What makes it day clothes is being day.
Correct. Is whether time is part of the definition or not. Now, Rabbi Kivi Eger in 12 says, Lo ivanti, deich tali ze im chovat gavra chovat kufsa. O kamo de amrin chovat gavra de atse shaman grama. Vahainu af kam be yom en chiv lovosh talit barba kanfot. Elendim lovish arba kanfot. Muta lova seli as a tzid. Minkom rakam rindim lovish kach ba laila. Ena lav chiv si a tzid. Ochanami lander chovat kufsa. Dem yesh lcha beged. But dalat kanfot be kufsa. Muta lova lats a tzid. Zeh rak ba yom. Ava laila rashay laniach. Atal be kufsa vlo tzitzit. Vehavi is man grama.
He says, I don't get it. He says, I think that this is not true. I think this is, they aren't related. Because no one's ever going to say that if something's a chobat, that it's a chobat mana, that at night you have to put tzitzis on it. He said, I just don't believe that. Right? He thinks that, and this may be right where you start blurring the lines, that everyone's going to agree that if it's chobat talis, that what? You'd only be chayev on day clothing during the day, but not at night. Mm-hmm. Right? He takes that as obvious. Now, I gave you the Rambam. The Rambam, who thinks that mitzvah seis man grama, that tzitzit are about day versus night. So if you look at his definition of mitzvah seis man grama, this also makes sense. Because he tells you that what is mitzvah seis man grama is, well, basically what it sounds like, right? And he gives you all his examples, and tzitzit is among them, I think, right? Actually, not in this list. But, you know, let's skip that. Okay. So, really, there's only two more sources left. I just gave you a long piece from the Rav, which I didn't actually want to go through all of it. So we can actually finish it today. This is from the Rishimos, if you ever want to look at them.
That's a big one.
Yeah. Just I gave you the Rishimos. But let me summarize it outside, okay? So, so the Rav wants to give an explanation. So he says, okay, let's try to understand this machlokas. He said there are two ways of understanding the machlokas of ksut laila, right? Yerushalmi, that it's about the beged. Even within beged, there are two ways of understanding this. Right? So he gets a different one. He says, Aleph, ksut laila ina chefta shel beged amuchuyav betzitzit. Possibility one is that what the Yerushalmi means is that the chefta of pajamas are pater from tzitzis. Just like shrouds for dead people. They are mufka from the chefza. If that's the case, then should this have anything to do with mitzvah zman grama? No, right? Against Rabbeinu Tam. Possibly too bad. Inami yeshlomer ksut laila ptura mitzitzit midin zman laila poter nashe michovar mitzvah b'chol mitzvah zman grama. So he says the second possibility is that ksut layla is pater not because of the definition of the beged, but because of the definition of nightness in it. Right? Meaning, is it just a stand-in? Right? That is, it's not really night versus day. It's okay. You guys are starting to fade on this point.
Yeah,
I left it installed because the internet here is Israel.
Okay. So he says, "Hani mili benogelik sut yom vilayla." So he says, "Here, let me sharpen the machlokas. Versatile day and night clothing." So he says, "How do you conceptualize it?" Really, the question is as follows: is it that once it has the status of night clothing, the nightness in it removes chiyuv, or is it that? It's about the definition. Is this day closed or not? So he says, if you think that nightness is a pitur, so then you might argue on the Yerushalmi and say that versatile clothing are exempt. But if you say that what we're trying to do is figure out, is this defined as clothing? And what does clothing mean in halacha? That which you would wear during the day, then is versatile clothing clothing for these purposes? Yes.
Yeah, it seems so. If you wear it during the day, then yeah.
And so therefore he comes up with yet another machlokas. He says, maybe this is the machlokas in the Yerushalmi. He said, maybe everyone agrees that it's not about day-night. It's about beged, right? This is different than anything we've seen so far. Right? Maybe everybody agrees that this is like the rush, that it's about ksut. So what's the machlokes in the Yerushalmi about whether it's a mitzvah station of Zman Grama or not? It's as follows. The sheet, the Chachamim hold that it's not mitzvah station of Zman Grama, it's because they think that day-night is only about defining the beged. Right? All I need to do is qualify this as a beged. Whether or not it's worn during the day is just going to reveal to me whether it is a beged or mere pajamas. Reb Shimon says no. Day clothes are chayiv, night clothes are patur, and versatile clothing are patur. Because he thinks that the relationship with night swoops in and exempts it. But he says if that's the case, is that about day versus night? Yes. Because if you think that all it needs is to be something that you would wear during the day, because that makes it clothing, so then it's not time-bound, because the fact that you also wear it at night is irrelevant. But if you think that nightness comes in and patters you, right, exempts you, then even versatile clothing are going to be patter, and there, night is much more a part.
Why is the exemption stronger than...
So again, this is how he understands Reb Shimon, okay. Right? And that's why it's according to Reb Shimon, it's mitzvah seishas man grama, because nightness is a p'tur, right? Is a p'tur, and therefore he thinks, and then he goes into Tosfos. Right, and he notes that you have the different machloket. Is this dependent on chovat gavar, chovat mana, or not? Right, and he notes that this is machloket in the Baal Yad Tosfos, we already highlighted. So he says, okay, I'm debating whether I should do this now or let you read it and then summarize it. What time is it?
11:55.
Okay, so let me... Okay, so he has another possibility. So he says, look at the middle, okay? L'shem Be'er, I'm not going to go through all his questions and answer, but let me set up his other model. L'shem Be'er ha'inyan, nearly. Sha'at tzitzit yeshnan l'kulayama, bein l'man yom chovat mana, bein l'man yom chovat tzitzit, chovat gavra, shtei mitzvah l'nevam, shtei ha'parashil shal tzitzit b'dor. He said, look, I'm going to reject the simple equation that would suggest, right? We saw there's multiple dayos in Tosfos and Rabbi Kivager of equating chovat mana and chovat gavra and chovat mana versus chovat gavra with the question of is it about ksut or day and night with the question of mitzvah seishas man grama. I'm going to reject that. And he says why? Because everybody agrees that there's tzvei dinim. Why? Because there are two parshia. Okay. In Dvarim, what does it sound like? Is it a chovat gavra or chovat mana? So he says, what's the parsha in Dvarim? Gidilim ta'asel lach al arba kanfot ksut chasher t'chaseba. What does it sound like there?
Should put fringes on the corners of...
your clothing that you cover yourself with. What does it sound like?
So anything that you...
Chovat mana, it's about the clothes.
Okay.
What about in Bamidbar? V'haya lachem litzitziri temoto. What does it sound like?
On yourself.
So what chovat gavra. So he says, here's the machloket. Im a mitzvah shalvat mana mechayevet talit hamunacha bekuvta betzitzit. Klomar, im ksut bekuvsa nechshevet lechevtsa shal ksut mechayev betzitzit. Odoma shashem shal ksut lechovat tzitzit chalrak belevishat hachevtsa. He said everybody agrees. And this is his chiddush. And we'll come back to this when we do chovat gavra and chovat mana, which is, our next sugya. Everyone agrees that if you have tzitzit in your closet and you never intend to wear it, no one thinks that's chayev. No one thinks
that's
chayev.
Let's say they're hanging them on the wall.
Right? And on the wall, right? He says, Brahma, kol moldim shav eid levishat mekayimat shtei chovot. Chovot gavra, leta'ate v'tza. Dalet mitzvayet v'gam chovot manu v'tzet kel chata. He said, everybody agrees also that when you wear it, you have two kiyumim. What's their only machloket? Is whether clothes that you're going to wear become chayev before you wear them. That's the only question. Meaning, is there a status in clothes that you wear but before you actually wear them? Everyone needs clothes you'll never wear. There has to be some connection between chovat gavra and chovat mana. No one's going to think that clothes that no one intends on ever wearing at the tzitzit, because that's removed from chovat gavra entirely. And everyone agrees that when you're wearing it, you're mekayim in both aspects. The question is something which you will wear, but is currently sitting in your closet, does it have to have tzitzit now? Right? That's what he thinks it is. And he says, l'fizeh yesh lomar shabbeinu tamachayv ksut yom betzitzit balayla midin chovat mana velo midin chovat gavra. So he said, therefore, maybe Rabbeinu Tam will hold that day clothing at night, you don't have to wear them, but they need tzitzit on them. And he'll split the difference. And he'll say, chovat levisha at tzivet shal gavra no heged b'yom bilvad. In a chanami, you don't have to wear it at night. But Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush is that the beged, if it's the type of thing you wear at night, it needs tzitzit on itself, because of its potential to be a chiyuv. And therefore, he uses this to explain kilayim. Rabbeinu Tam holds that, you know what, I'm going to hold off this formulation, because this really comes to the chovat gavra, chovat mana. But for now, what I want to just point out is this notion of the Rav, that these have to be connected. To the extent that this helps us understand mitzvah seishman grama, is because these two categories aren't completely separate, but I think, thinking about it now, I think this is definitely the case. Okay, I'm going to hold off on this, on fleshing it out. We'll hold on to these sources. The next thing we'll do is the chovat gavra, chovat mana, and then what we'll have to do is, at the end, is bring back the relevance of chovat gavra, chovat mana to the mitzvah seishman and grama, and ksut yom, ksut laila. So the more I look at it, until we actually do the full sugya of chovat gavra, chovat mana, we can't get that, but at least the basic questions of time bound, we did get. We'll stop.